Pavement, especially vast expanses of it, tends to be bad for water quality, and that's because it's covered over the soil that would have otherwise helped filter pollutants from the stormwater flowing into creeks and streams. Anthony Iarapino is a staff attorney at the Vermont Office of the Conservation Law Foundation. Iarapino says the state's own research shows that commercial properties have contributed significantly to a pollution problem that has led to toxic blue-green algae blooms in Lake Champlain.
I think anybody who has seen the foul brew of polluted runoff that goes down a storm drain in a strip mall or at a car dealership or in an industrial park, anytime it rains, understands that we're not sending clean water through the drainage pipes that run all throughout our built environment.
Iarapino says it's time for the state to do something about it. In a petition filed with the Agency of Natural Resources, the Conservation Law Foundation directs state regulators to enforce federal clean water standards that Iarapino says are now going ignored.
The problem is the way that regulators have implemented the law over time has let commercial property owners off the hook. They've let them have a free ride.
The petition, the second filed by CLF in the last month, comes as the state assembles a broader pollution remediation plan for Lake Champlain, where phosphorus levels are far in excess of allowable federal limits. Deb Markowitz is the secretary of the Agency of Natural Resources, and Markowitz says the state absolutely has to deal with the pollution issues wrought by commercial development. She says the state already requires new developers to adopt construction practices that mitigate stormwater runoff problems. But Markowitz says forcing existing businesses to perform the retrofits needed to ameliorate the problem is more complicated. And she says the state is in the process of developing a plan that takes into account the economic realities of business owners.
We believe that it's really important to bring all the stakeholders around the table so that we can understand from the business community's perspective as well what the challenges are and see whether or not there's a way to manage them so that we can achieve clean water, but do it in a way that that makes sense.
Markowitz says a public process now underway will yield a proposal. But Iarapino says the state has known for years about this issue, and he says that even among well-meaning regulators, the development of a plan to deal with the problem doesn't generally result in action that solves it.
It's one thing to have a plan that says you're going to do all sorts of wonderful things, but if you don't say where you're going to do those wonderful things and by when, the plan isn't worth very much.
The Agency of Natural Resources has 90 days to respond to CLF's petition. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency is due to weigh in on the state's pollution control efforts later this summer. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.